Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is May the 27th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible, something we do every day. We spend some time in God's Word. We let His Word spend some time on us. Hey, before I jump into today's reading, I want to send a shout out to Victory and Blessing. I love having you guys on this journey. Let's keep at it. And thanks for writing in. All right, back to our story. Today, Daniel and his friends have been chosen by the king of Babylonia to get the best treatment available, including rich and delicious food. But there was a problem. God had commanded his people not to eat the kind of food that the king was serving. What do you think they'll do? Let's read about it from the book of Daniel, chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, and then on to verse 8 through 17. And then we're going to finish our reading in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 25. Let's jump right in. We're reading through the New Living Translation. Then the king ordered Eshpenaz, the chief of staff, to bring to the palace some of the young men of Judah's royal family and other noble families who had been brought to Babylon as captives. Select only strong, healthy, and good-looking young men, he said. Make sure they are well-versed in every branch of learning, are gifted with knowledge and good judgment, and are suited to serve in the royal palace. Train these young men in the language and literature of Babylon. The king assigned them a daily ration of wine and food from his own kitchens. They were to be trained for 3 years, and then they would enter the royal service. But Daniel was determined not to defile himself by eating the food and wine given to him by the king. Instead, he asked the chief of staff for permission not to eat these unacceptable foods. Now, God had given the chief of staff both respect and affection for Daniel, but he responded, I am afraid of my lord the king, who has ordered that you eat this food and wine. If you become pale and thin compared to the other youths your age, I am afraid the king will have me beheaded. Daniel spoke with the attendant, who had been appointed by the chief of staff, to look after Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Please, test us for 10 days on a diet of vegetables and water, Daniel said. At the end of the 10 days, see how we look compared to the other young men who are eating the king's food, then make your decision in light of what you see. The attendant agreed to Daniel's suggestion and tested them for 10 days. At the end of the 10 days, Daniel and his three friends looked healthier and better nourished than the young men who had been eating the food assigned by the king. So after that, the attendant fed them only vegetables instead of the food and wine provided for the others. God gave these 4 young men an unusual aptitude for understanding every aspect of literature and wisdom, and God gave Daniel the special ability to interpret the meaning of visions and dreams. What a great story. The palace food probably looked really good, but Daniel was determined to obey God by doing the right thing. God was happy with Daniel's choice and blessed him by making him strong, healthy, and smart. Sometimes you might have to give up something that looks good because you know that God doesn't want you to have it. But when you obey, better things will happen and are waiting for you. Just wait and see what God will do when you obey him. This is what James chapter 1, verse 25 says. If you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. How about that? Well, my friends, we've done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible, and I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. I sure hope you join me. Until that time, you be blessed and go forward, trusting God even in hard times, trusting that His reward will be there for you. And remember this, that you are loved. How about that? All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.